بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين استفى، ما بعد. فقد قال الله تعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قد أفلح المؤمنون الذين هم في صلاتهم خاشعون والذين هم عن اللغو معرضون. صدق الله العلي العظيم. Continue with our lessons on this very very great gift and the greatest ibadat after iman, to in fact protect our iman. That is this great gift of salah. Allah Ta'ala has presented it not on a golden tray. There's no words for dunya to explain how Allah Ta'ala has given us this gift. And actually this gift, this is the key to the treasures of Jannat. This is the key to our success. This is the key to every goodness in life. That is why Allah Ta'ala has stressed upon us, and Allah Ta'ala has made it for us. And then Allah Ta'ala has given us such a great opportunity that without anybody's ihsan, favor upon us, and we don't have to beg anybody, please allow me in the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or please give me an appointment. Allah has given every one of us an appointment and reminded us of that appointment. And then what an appointment does, this is a special royal appointment that you alone were the kings of kings alone, and you are discussing and talking to Allah Rabbul Izzat. And just ponder and think that how should I know how to talk to the kings of kings? Today you just want to address somebody, he's a very honorable person, or he's a very respectable person, sheikh or whatever, mufti, you're thinking what titles. And all the titles doesn't help us in this dunya. In fact, it puts us in bigger problems. And for example, one alim went for a bayan, and there was nobody to host him in that place, so he made a reservation at one rest house, and he said that tell them I'll come late, because my bayan will finish very late, so they must keep my room, I'll come late. And so they arranged with the security, everything was booked, etc. So when he came there after the bayan, quite late, then he rang the bell, security asked, who's that? He said, Hazrat, Maulana, Mufti, Qadi, Al-Hajj, Sheikh. Then the security heard the phone. Then he put the phone down, he didn't open the gate. The poor Mawlana Sahib had to sleep in his car. The next day, in the morning, then he complained to the management, what happened? I had my bookings and they didn't open for me. So they asked the security, what happened? Why didn't open for this man? He said, yes, you told us there's booking for one person. Here 10 people came, so how could I open for 10 people? So Allah Ta'ala save us. Look at Allah Ta'ala's system, Allahu Akbar. Allah who is the greatest. We would not have known how to address Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah has taught us so beautifully. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Just Alhamdu, all type of praises. So simple to praise Allah Ta'ala. Subhanallah, Alhamdulillah, La ilaha illallah, Wallahu Akbar. And so Allah Ta'ala gave us this great opportunity. Now when you realize Allah gave me such an opportunity, and Allah Ta'ala allowed me to be alone with Allah. The whole Jamaat is full, but Allah's personal attention is with each and every individual in that Salah. Now you could just not help that such a great king, such a magnificent, independent, not in need of anybody. Al-Muhtaju ilayhi kulli ahad, wa la yahtaju ila ayyi ahad. Allah is Samad, the whole world is in need of Allah. Everybody who thinks they can form their own nations, United Nations or all of them put together, they are totally every split moment in need of Allah. Allah is not in need of anybody at any minute. So now you realize that Allah gave me an appointment. After you presented your Surah Fatiha, how beautiful Allah Ta'ala taught us to present our need and become only the beggars in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You just couldn't help it. You fell. You want to fall at the feet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But Allah ta'ala said, wait, come halfway. You went into ruku and now you praised Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now Allah gave you that closeness even further, that subhana rabbiyal azim. That pure, oh Allah, you are so pure, and not pure how we think of ourselves. We are full of filth. There is no question of that. That is total disrespect. Pure in the sense, Allah has got no weakness whatsoever. Allah doesn't feel sleepy. Allah doesn't get tired. Allah Ta'ala is not in need of family or anything. Allah is pure beyond all that. And now, Rabbi, my Rabb. Allah is Rabbul Alameen on the one hand, the creator, sustainer, nourisher of all the universes. But Allah says, now my banda, you so close to me, you are, that you can say, oh Allah, my Rabb, my, like I, children, you got, parents got so many children. But when the son comes and begs by his mother or his father, oh my Abba, everybody is above everybody else, but he's saying, my father. So you're also particular to, when you build, when you do the cause of marifat, and you do the cause of getting nisbat, connection with Allah, then you'll understand what's the enjoyment of saying. Our Dada Shaykh explained, what is the loving translation of Subhana Rabbi al-A'la, Subhana Rabbi al-Azim, Subhana Rabbi al-A'la, that paaki, main paaki bayan karta hu, mere azim ushan rabba ka, that I am announcing the purity of my very magnificent, magnificent creator, sustainer, nourisher. And then a person, Allah Ta'ala, so to say, push you back, that weight, that now you came back, you stood up firm. Allah Ta'ala wants to see, are you firm in your, what your request? You're asking for ihdina sirata mustaqim, are you firm in that? So now when we stand in that coma position again, after we went for ruku, now we stand straight up. Don't just stand up and jump into the sajda. Stand up firm and reaffirm that, oh Allah, I am firm. I have realized you, my Rabb. You are my creator, my sustainer. There is nobody for me. I have acknowledged you. In Alam Yarwa, I made a pledge. There I couldn't display my appreciation to you. I had no body. Allah gave us this body to show us how to appreciate the greatness of Allah. That greatness of Allah that is to penetrate my heart. Tawheed, the oneness of Allah. This is the object and purpose of our life. Allah has created us only for His ibadat. But when will we be eager to make ibadat? When Allah's greatness penetrates the heart. When Tawheed penetrates the heart. So now when you're standing up also, you say, Sami Allahu liman hamida. Allah heard me already what I said. Allah heard the praises. You're still going to say praises. But Allah already heard. Allahumma rabbana wa lakal hamd. Oh, they are rabbana wa lakal hamd. The more you read Allahumma rabbana wa lakal hamd, more reward. And then, particularly in nafal salah, etc., or even in farz, if the imam is still not gone into, going into sajda, then you read Allahumma rabbana wa lakal hamd, hamdan, kathiran, tayyiban, mubarakan fi, kama yuhibbu wa yarda rabbuna. All this we explain. Then we understood and we realized that now Allah Ta'ala, whose position is so honorable, so magnificent, beyond my imagination, I cannot understand the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but that Allah who has favored me so much, has given me so much honor, respect, dignity, without any interference, I don't have to beg anybody, oh Allah, I want to be present in your court. Allah called us 5 times a day particularly, but then anytime my doors are open, 24/7, you want to perform nafal namaz, all the time, and then you realize, oh Allah, you are so kind, you just want to fall at the feet of Allah. Like we see, you realize a person, you went for interview, you just went for an interview, and you say, this man, what a boss he is. Now you, so to say, go down, you beg at his feet, please, I want this job. Here, Allah Ta'ala, Allah is not in need of us. And then you realize, I am the slave of Allah. I am absolutely just one, not even one speck in the whole creation. And Allah allowed me this honorable, very, very close position. And Allah's special focus of Allah's beauty is upon you. Allah's special tajalliyat of Jamal. Special beauty of Allah Ta'ala. That Allah's kindness, Allah Ta'ala's magnificence, Allah Ta'ala's generosity. Everything now is focused upon you. Like our Dada Shaykh explained so beautifully, that the Asmaul Husna, the names of Allah, is like you got the keyboard, and whatever you press on the keyboard on the screen, that color will come up. So exactly like that, the Asmaul Husna, if you press the keyboard of Al-Hadi, that is, you read the name of Allah, Al-Hadi, then Allah's focus of Hidayat will come on you. And that is why Allah taught us, Ihdina Sirat al-Mustaqim. That 5 times a day, beg, oh Allah, put your focus of Al-Hadi on me all the time. 24/7, like we heard, namaz supposed to be 50 times. But Allah made it 5. It is like whole day you in the presence of Allah. So Allah, whole day, please have your focus of Al-Hadi on me all the time. Otherwise, we don't know which manat. If we, our minds, we thinking of something else, and or we get involved in wrong company, etc., and our mind goes somewhere else, Allah's focus of Al-Mudil, that to go astray, if that comes on us, you will be shocked. That 1 minute you are Muslim, and now you we hear today how sad is the condition. People say, Islam is too hard. I don't like to be a Muslim. Allahu Akbar. Parents are shocked. Young boys are coming home. One father, the jalsa, his jalsa, his son finished. The next day he's telling him, read your door. Say, what door? Say, yeah, read your door. Say, I'm not a Muslim. Allahu Akbar. So if 1 second Allah's tajalli and focus of Al-Hadi is gone, where will it be? So we have to be begging Allah, let your focus, and now Allah gave you extreme closeness. You are at the feet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now you read what enjoyment, according to how much marifat you got, how much recognition of Allah you got. In that way you will be reading, Subhana Rabbi al-A'la, Subhana Rabbi al-A'la, oh Allah, you so pure. My Rabb, who is most lofty, Mera Ali Shan Rabba ki paaki bayan karta hu. And according to your ability, capability, in Farz Namaz, as we explained, Imams particularly, we have to take into consideration with regard to the Jamaat, etc. And another important point, Hazrat explained, that in front of public, don't try and show that you are a very great person. Don't try to show your piety in public. That you must do privately, in your home. In front of public, you are very kind, you are very sweet. But when you go home, what is your relation with your wife? Are you just so sweet, or there you like a lion now? So similarly, that you want to read and enjoy the close proximity of Allah Ta'ala, take out time, read other nafal namaz. Take out time, middle of the night, and get up. And then you don't have to read only 3 times. And as we explained, to go in sajda is farz, and to stay for the duration of reading 1 time Subhanallah, Subhana Rabbi al-A'la, similarly in ruku to read 1 time Subhana Rabbi al-Azim, that is sunnah. But to stay for that duration so long, that is farz. And then it is sunnah to read 3 times, and that to read 1 time sunnah, to read 3 times is mustahab, but as in nafal namaz, as much as you can read all odd numbers, how much you want to. And then after that, Allah Ta'ala, like when you go to a very great person, and like you send your son, go to that Mawli Sahib and go and tell him just, now he goes, he just see the Mawli Sahib, he get awe-stricken. Now he forgot, well, what your Abba send you for, what you wanted? Now he's baffled. Say, okay, go back, go and ask what. So when we go into sajda, and we realize where I am, am I the feet of the kings of kings? Allah Rabbul Izzat, you are so awe-stricken. You don't even know, so to say, what to beg from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah ta'ala say, push you back soon. Sit, relax, sit in jalsa position. Think of your mazmoon again, and then you come back. So in the jalsa position, there are 2 aspects here. One is Allah ta'ala is showing us that when you come in the court of Allah Rabbul Izzat, you will be awe-stricken. But Allah ta'ala is very kind. Allah is very magnificent. Allah Ta'ala is so kind. Allah won't chase you away. Allah will give you that opportunity to build your connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And how long life have we got? Don't think we've got long life. Don't think we are still young. Allah is teaching us, when you put your head down in the first sajda, then just think that, oh Allah, you made me from the sand. And I'm putting my head, my brain, my beauty, everything in front of you. This is only your gift. So you're putting your head in that sand, that, oh Allah, I'm born from that. So ulama have taught us that make this meditation lightly in your mind, that mina khalaqnakum. Here we're making a nice sajda on carpet. Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam on the light of Qadr was making sajda, and sahaba report on the sand. Rain was coming down, beautiful drops. And Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam head was covered with mud. So this shows that we should be making sajda actually on the sand. And we should realize, oh Allah, you made me from this. And when you come out from your second sajda and you're sitting in your jalsa, just think, Allah ta'ala says, وَفِيَا مِنَا خَلَقْنَاكُمْ وَفِيَا نُعِيدُكُمْ. That now you're going to return to that. Your life is only so short. How long that jalsa is? A matter of 2 minutes. And we, not even 2 minutes. a matter of not even 30 seconds you're going to be sitting. And here also it shows that don't just come up and sit and just go in. You don't even sit. Your body has to be at ease, itminan. And Allah Ta'ala, through our beloved Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, who came with all those great gifts, He taught us, read this dua while you're sitting in between. Allahumma gfirli, warhamni, wahdini, warzukni, warfa'ni, wajburni. If we know this dua, we should try and learn it and read. Otherwise, just read, Allahumma gfirli, warhamni. And particularly in Nafal Salah, in between the two sajdahs, we should be reading this. Even in first Salah, if the Imam is still not gone into the next sajdah, then read Allahumma gfirli warhamni. Just by reading this, you'll be sitting properly. And then you'll be able to think also, Allah didn't send me to waste my time in sport, in politics, in secular education. Allah has sent me to learn Tawheed. And how long life I got? Hardly 1 minute I'm going to be sitting and I'm back into my next sajdah. وَمِنَا نُخْرِجُكُمْ تَارَةً أُخْرَى. You're going to be placed just now into the qabr. And that is why we see Allah has taught us from birth till death, from morning till night, what is your purpose of life? To learn the Tawheed of Allah, to learn the greatness of Allah. When you come in the world, the first thing you're supposed to be hearing, the duty of your parents, Allahu Akbar in the one ear. No gynecologist, no doctor, no mother, nobody made me. My Allah made me. And why Allah made me? Iqamat in the next year. I have to be the obedient slave of Allah Ta'ala. So we see when janazah is laying there, do we ever hear an azan? Do we ever hear iqamat? And normally after azan, you still get few minutes to read your sunnah. Yeah, after the sunnah, after when the muazzin starts the takbir, his imam is not going to wait for anybody. So our azan of janazah is given. Takbir is also given. Where we still got time to be engaged in this worldly activities and forget about Allah. When we forget about Allah, Allah says, وَلَا تَكُونُوا كَالَّذِينَ نَسُوا اللَّهِ فَأَنْسَاهُمْ أَنْفُسَهُمْ. Those people who forget Allah, will make them forget themselves. That you are ashraful makhlukat. You are the greatest of creation. And now where are you stooping down? وَأُولَٰئِكَ كَالْأَنْعَامِ بَلْ هُمْ أَضَلُّ. What this eyes I gave you to recognize Allah. You watching filth and dirt. What this ears you listening to all filth and dirt. Then you talking all nonsense. So even animals are feeling shy. So Allah Ta'ala gives us this opportunity. And now when you in Jalsa, now think that I'm just now going back to the qabr. And then you go again. Now Allah Ta'ala says, come, you so to say, at the feet of Allah. Allah doesn't need us. But Allah gave you that close proximity. And if a person builds his relation with Allah, he has built his connection, and he realizes who Allah Ta'ala is, then that sajda will be enjoyable. And you just won't want to lift your head. But that will take time. We have to build this connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And as Allah Ta'ala has given us this opportunity, that now a person realizes that, oh Allah, when you come out, when you come up now again, Hazrat is teaching us, then read the takbir, Allahu Akbar. You are so close to Allah. Now you realize, what is the reality of my Allah? Allah is the greatest. When that tawheed penetrates the heart, and that Allahu Akbar comes out from your tongue, that Allahu Akbar will change the world. That Allahu Akbar will blow down your enemy. Allahu Akbar. Till today we see the Mujahideen in Afghanistan, when American tankers are coming, 10, 15 tankers, and they only about 4 or 5 Mujahideen in the bush, and they see these people are coming, one person gets up and makes one nara, Allahu Akbar. All of them get scared, jump out, run away from their tankers. They leave their tankers with their weapons and everything. But unfortunately, my Allahu Akbar, I didn't even get the reality of who my Allah is. That is why my Allahu Akbar is so empty, that in the day Hazrat says, we hear about minimum 400 times Allahu Akbar from Azan. We saying Allahu Akbar, Imam Sahib, but Allah's greatness haven't penetrated my heart. That is why we need to be in the company of the man of Allah, who's got the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And when you say that Allahu Akbar, you'll shake the world. And definitely till today, when this comes, then a person will see. Now when you, and then we are taught, now you in your sajda again, keep your eyes open, focus on your nose, and realize how useless an eye. I am just a word, nothing. And Allah allowed me to be in His court. You won't want to miss your salah. You won't want to, and there, Allah who's got the treasures of everything, whatever I need is only by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah Ta'ala make us realize this reality that this namaz is the key to Jannah. This namaz, Allahu Akbar. When you get that connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then you see the enjoyment of that namaz. And then this connection doesn't just come only with the knowledge of namaz. We just know we can know the whole theory. You become a great imam also. And you become a great mufti also. But you didn't do, you didn't get that connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then our Dada Shaykh used to say so beautifully, this is like a very tasty kebab. You became an alim. But you put it on the table and it's raw. You didn't fry it. And you tell this is the best kebab. Somebody just tastes it. They want to spit us out. But when you go to go into the frying pan, that is by your mashayikh, your sheikh, he will teach you and he start frying that kebab. Before it's out of the pan and that beautiful smell and that of that kebab is coming out, even a Hindu says, I'm no more Hindu. I'll become a Muslim. I'll eat this kebab. So that is what we have to go through this process. And then like Hazrat Hakimul Ummat Mawlana Ashraf Ali Thani Rahmatullah Ali says, then an alim will realize for 1 kilo of knowledge, you need 10 kilos of hilam, of tolerance. You'll have to imbibe the qualities of Allah Ta'ala within us. And all of us, we will need that tolerance. That now like Hazrat explained, you came from namaz, you learned this and you just practiced. And now you thought I read this, the arsh of Allah also. And now you went home, your wife is just not even paying attention to you. Now you need that tolerance. That don't, oh, you know where I came from. What namaz we read. No, I am not even a speck in the court of Allah. I am absolutely nothing. So Allah Ta'ala gives us that opportunity. And here as Sufi Sahib mentioned, that actually after every sabbath, you're supposed to make mashq. You're supposed to practice. Read 2, 4, 6 rakats, nafal namaz. And try and think of these mazmoons and try and bring it into our life. Then a person will be alive. That Allahu Akbar. Why? You'll become a king. That when namaz, when tawheed comes in your heart, you don't bow down to anybody whatsoever. Then now Allah Ta'ala gives you the opportunity to sit in qada. You sit now, Allahu Akbar. And Hazrat explained that the first tashahud, if you're reading 3 rakat namaz, 4 rakat, the first sitting position, that is wajib. And to read a tahiyyat is also wajib. The last sitting position is farz. For the duration that you can read at-tahiyyat. To read at-tahiyyat is wajib. And then Allahu Akbar. Then Hazrat first explained, now when you in that, when you got this close proximity of Allah Ta'ala, you had this meeting, this private meeting, you begged Allah Ta'ala what you wanted, you presented your needs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, now Allah Ta'ala, and you realize, this, there can't be a greater meeting than this. What is the meeting with any state president or all the state presidents alone, you or them, and they all allow you to talk? That is totally not even worth, Allahu Akbar, the wing of a mosquito. When the whole world put together is not equal to the wing of a mosquito, then what are the people of the world? They don't have guarantee of their life themselves. Allah is Hayyun La Yamut. Allah is ever loving. Allah will never die. Allah is sustaining us. Allah is seeing to our need. Now Allah Ta'ala says when a person got this great opportunity, you realize according to your ability, how much of marifat you're making, and according to that recognition of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, now Allah Ta'ala gives you the opportunity to sit little while in the court of Allah. Now you're sitting in the at-tahiyyat position. Actually, to sit in front of a great king, it's not respect. You're supposed to be standing. Ya Allahu Akbar. Ya Allah Ta'ala is so to say allowed us that now you can sit and sit with what? That now Allah, you'll give me opportunity again, so to say, that I'll be able to be making your khidmat. We, Allah doesn't need our khidmat. But what is the khidmat of Allah Ta'ala? Like our Dada Shaykh explained, that if you want to be so to say, making the khidmat of Allah Ta'ala, then go and make the khidmat of one of the Ahlullah. Then it is like you're making the khidmat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But here actually what it means, that, oh Allah, I am ready, whatever command you give me, I am ready to do that. And that is what is the reality of namaz has to bring this into us. Qul inna salati wa nusuki wa mahyaya wa mamati lillahi rabbil alameen. That, oh Allah, whether it's my life, my ibadat, all my bodily ibadat, wa nusuki, all my sacrifices, whatever it may be, my loving and my dying is only for you, Allah. And our Dada Shaykh Hazrat Shah Hakim Akhtar Sahib says so beautifully, agar jaan di to di hui usi kaati. If you gave your life for Allah, it's no big deal. Allah gave you that life. And Allah doesn't need our life. Our life is not worthy in the court of Allah. But Allah appreciates. Allah is one quality of Allah, Ash-Shakur. Allati yutil ajr al-jazeel alal amal al-kathir. That great being, you do a small action, he gives you a great reward. For example, we read one subhanallah, three planted in Jannah. One subhanallah, the sawab from the ground till the skies. We only know that is, the skies is our limit. Allah gives beyond that. And according to your marifat, according to your recognition of Allah, that subhanallah, what it will be in the court of Allah, purification of the heart, etc. So now even in that position, we are taught that now you're sitting in a sitting position, don't just sit idle. And that is what we learn. An idle mind is the devil's workshop. So we shouldn't be idle in this world. We should learn to train ourselves that all the time, even in our hearts, we're thinking of Allah. We are engaged in the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The moment we are idle, shaitan is there, he's waiting, he's got his needle on our heart, and he flows into our body like the blood, that now I can change this person's attention. You are in namaz, now you're just going to sit in the sitting position, and you're going to sit quiet, Allah, your whole namaz will be barbaad. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught us, Allahu Akbar, our lives and millions of lives be sacrificed to our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. All this through who we got, to our honorable beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The love that Allah has got for him, as he said so beautifully, لَوْ لَاكَ لَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْخَلْقِ. If it was not for you, O Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah would have never created the whole creation. So now Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught us that in the close proximity of Allah, closer than when nobody could reach. فَكَانَ قَابَ قَوْسَيْنِ وَعَدْنَا. When he came to that point, Jibreel alayhi salam said, O Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, beyond here you have to go. He says, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, so to say, telling him, oh Jibreel, I am a stranger here. You are guiding me till now. I don't know how to go. He says, oh my Nabi, a beautiful poet says it so beautifully in Urdu, that, yahan se, agar aage jayega, to jal jayega. If I go, have to go one hair's breadth beyond this point, I'll burn down to ashes. Only you allowed. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam went so close to Allah, and there, the close meeting, the beloved and his lover, Allahu Akbar. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's beloved, Allah, and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the beloved of Allah. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's love for Allah is beyond us. At that point also, a person whose nikah is made in the proper way, everything, not that he's courting before time, all that haram, in the proper way his nikah is made, he never saw his bride. After that nikah, he is not worried of that people must be eating at home, etc. He is just worried, I must be alone in my room with my bride. And when he's alone in his room with his bride, his mother can be calling him, his father, he can't hear. If they ask him, Fajr time we called you, I never hear. He was awake, but he never hear. He was not thinking of anybody else. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in that condition, is now praising Allah. And what praises, Allahu Akbar. At-tahiyyatu lillah, was-salawatu wa-tayyibat. Oh Allah, all my bodily ibadat, whatever they eat, it is only you have given me this. So my body is for you. My whole life is for you. At-tahiyyatu lillah. All for you, O Allah. Was-salawat. All my verbal ibadat. Whatever praises, whatever you gave me this beautiful tongue. You gave me this brain. You gave me this heart. So whatever praises, O Allah, it's only for you. Wat-tayyibat. All my wealth that I've got, it's not mine. You gave it to me, O Allah. All that belongs to you. Whenever you want, it's only for you, O Allah. And look at the kindness of Allah. Allah is Shakur. O my Nabi, you have acknowledged. Everything of yours is mine. In return, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, all my Allahu Akbar, my bodily ibadat for you. Allah replied, As-salamu alayka ayyuhan Nabi. That, O Nabi, if that is the case, I'll keep you at salamati. You'll be in my protection. Wallahu yasimuka minan nar. The world will try to cause harm to you. I will protect you. Salamati from my side. And if Allah says peace upon you, who can try? Jisko Allah rakhe, kon usko chakhe. When Allah protects somebody, the world can try and condemn him. It means nothing. He'll carry on as Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam carried on his work. even his own uncle to the last degree, when the Quraysh put pressure and said, now, pull away your protection. This man is going beyond our limit. Doesn't want us to worship our idols. His uncle called him, oh my beloved nephew, now the people are putting pressure on me. Nabi saw some hurt. And he said, oh my beloved uncle, the sun can be put in my hand. The moon in my other hand, I can't leave the dawat of the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then his uncle said, carry on my beloved man. But actual peace is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah with great honor addressing his Nabi, Ayyuhan Nabi. Oh my beloved Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, was salawat. All my verbal ibadat. Allah in return said, wa rahmatullah. I'll send down mercy. So it shows, if we want mercy, then we have to be engaged in the zikr of Allah. All the time, learn to keep our tongues wet with the zikr of Allah. And as we do our cause of marifat, then the condition of ihsan, that this is what is the whole practice of namaz, and the object of life, that we should be living a life, that I'm worshipping Allah as if I can see Allah. And Allah is there, right in front of us. When you see the curtain is blowing, your son asks you why the curtain is blowing. You say the wind. He asks, where's the wind? He says, there's the wind. Exactly the same. The sun is rising. You see Allah. There's the sun. Who brought the sun out? The wind also is not blowing on its own. Who is Zalikum Allah Rabbukum? There's your Allah. Allah is in front of you. So worship Allah. And thus we have to, this will only come when we sit in the company of the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Akbar Ilah Abadi was a judge in the time of the British. Outwardly he had lot of their dunya education. But when he came one time in the company of the friends of Allah, and he got just an iota of the recognition of Allah, then beautifully he said that, na kitabo se, na wazo se, nazar se peda, din hotai buzurgo ki nazar se peda. You can read about Allah's greatness, you can hear about Allah Ta'ala's greatness, but it won't come in your heart till you sit one and one in the company of the friend of Allah. And you sit with an open heart that, oh Allah, I want that nur of ihsan, that taqwa, that connection you got of Allah, penetrate my heart. So Allah Ta'ala says, then we will send the rahmat upon you. And Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, wa tayyibat, all my monetary ibadat is only for you, oh Allah. And Allahu Akbar. This is the dua that we read also. Kul inna salati wa nusuki wa mahyaya. When we're making our qurbani, that, oh Allah, I'm not sacrificing just this animal. Allah says, I don't need the animal. I don't need the blood. I want you yourself. That Ibrahim alayhi salam showed us that Allah wants my son, I'll sacrifice. But he put iman in his son. And when he asked his son, Allah wants your life. Ya abati fal ma tu'mar. Then today, so we have to see, are we putting our children in the environment of iman? Or we have become so negligent that even learned scholars will say, your children must go to school. They must go to university. Your daughters don't go to university. They're not even married. And they put you taking away your trust from Allah. If they get divorced, how they will Allahu Akbar. Allah Ta'ala talks in Surah Talaq. If you got Allah in your heart, وَمَنْ يَتَّقِ اللَّهِ يَجْعَلْ لَهُ مَخْرَجًا. Even if perchance you have to get divorced, nobody looking after you, you got taqwa in your heart, Allah will open avenues for you. Allah will make it easy for us. So this is what, so Allah Ta'ala is saying, that all your monetary ibadat is for me, O Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, wabarakatuh. And lot of blessings. And here our Dada Shaykh Hazrat explains it so beautifully, that everybody wants barakat. And Allah has been so kind, and what we think of barakat, the cell must be just ringing all the time. I must just be counting the cash. But the actual barakat is that Allah gives you little and you do a lot with that. Otherwise we see people are earning lot of zeros. But end of the month, the more zeros they're earning, the more they're in debt. What is barakat is that Allah will give you so much blessings in your life, you won't be short of anything. You'll be happy. And if you need anything, straight to the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah Ta'ala says, when Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, all my polity ibadat, Allah brought the singular as-salam. When he said, all my body, my verbal ibadat, Allah said, wa rahmatullah, single. When he said, all monetary ibadat, Allah brought the plural, according to our desire, that we want lot of money. Allah says, wa barakatuhu, I'll give you lot of barakat, So don't be worried. You do your work. Become the slave of Allah Ta'ala. Allah will take care of you. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, anybody used to complain and say there's difficulty in my earnings, etc. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam used to immediately read the ayat for him. And for me, particular, all of us, وَأَمُرْ أَهْلَكَ بِالصَّلَاةِ وَاسْتَبِرْ عَلَيْهَا. If you want barakat in your rozi, make salah incumbent upon your life. وَاسْتَبِرْ. That salah is your life. And thus make this in your household. And then see how Allah will give barakat. And then Allahu Akbar. Malaika were astride. Then Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam in that close proximity of Allah, where now it is a beloved and what is lover. How a groom and bride forgets everybody. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam didn't forget me and you. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, oh Allah, if you giving me all this favor, then assalamu alayna wa ala ibadillahi salihin. Then all this peace upon all my whole ummah. And particularly the pious servants of Allah Ta'ala. And to be in the book of the pious, as Hazrat was explaining yesterday, with regard to Nafal Salah, if you read the Tahajjud Namaz, then there is a register by Allah Ta'ala where the names of all the pious are there. So the easiest way, as Hazrat will explain, that after Isha you read your four faras, you read your two rakat Sunnat-e-Mu'akkada. The time of Isha is over, the Tahajjud time has started already. The best time is 3-4 o'clock in the morning. But the time has started. People, weak people like myself, you start with the fast, with starter pack. Read 2 rakat Tahajjud Namaz, the 2 rakat Nafal with the intention of Tahajjud. Your name will come in the book of the Salihin. Although it might be down, but it will be in. So now when a person is saying that he's reading At-Tahiyyat, your enemy can be next to you, but he's making dua for you. Because now you're in the list of the Salihin. So Allah, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, oh Allah, send all this. And then the crux of everything, Ashhadu Allah ilaha illallah. The malaika announced, Ashhadu Allah ilaha illallah. When they see this meeting of the greatest of all, Allah Rabbul Izzat, what is most humble servant, and that is the highest quality a person can get, to be the slave of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They announce that we testify, there is nobody worthy of worship. And ilah is not just worthy of worship, ilah means when you're in a desperate situation, you tried everything, although the way to go first is start by Allah. And not today we start everywhere else. We got just one headache. We thinking which doctor. Or we'll first start with one tablet. Then one doctor. Then one specialist. Then all the x-rays. When everything is failed, now we say Allah. And still Allah will not leave us in alert. The first thing we should be turning only to Allah. We heard Allah gave us every day in every rakat. Surah to Shifa, the cure for the heart, the cure for our minds, the cure for our thoughts, everything. So this is the object that the Tawheed must be all the time repeated. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah, wa ashhadu anna Muhammadan abdu wa rasulu. That we testify from the bottom of my heart, there is nobody for me. And this is when we make dhikr of our kalima la ilaha illallah, wa ashhadu anna Muhammadan abdu wa rasulu. And that ashhadu Allah, I testify, O Allah, I take out everything, all the negative factors from my heart. La ilaha illallah. That noise, not education will look after me. When in the womb of your mother, who looked after you? Who gave you food there? Allah took care of you. Till you didn't come to matric, who looked after you? Now all of a sudden you need a matric certificate. And sadly, to go lose your iman in such environment, and we know the environment. And sadly, people, and that is how the Muslim world crushed. When they all got overtaken with secular education. And secular education in simple terms is just keep Allah out of the equation. That I am, from childhood they teach the children, from Montessori, that I can do. Just I, this is what has to be annihilated from me and all of us. And this is why we need that share, that mitah DJ. Take out just that I. So when we make our zikr, ashhadu an la ilaha illallah, and when a person realizes, there is nobody for me besides Allah. One person, he was in need of something, and somebody told him that God is one very poor, a very rich man, generous man, he will help you. So they go to that generous man, they ask, where is he? He says, there he might be at his office. He goes to his office, where is he? No, I think he's gone to the masjid. When he comes to the masjid, he sees this man is lifting his begging bowl. He's crying. Immediately he turns back. He says, if he's the richest man and he's begging from somebody, why must I go via him to beg? Let me beg directly from that great personality. So Allah says, Hazrat teaches us beautifully, Antumul Fuqara ila Allah. We are the registered beggars in the court of Allah. Allah gave us our begging bowl. Our Dara Shaykh teaches us, middle of the night, when your mosquito is buzzing around you, or you heard a dog barking, and you woke up, it's not the dog that woke you up. Allah is saying, my Banda, I'm thinking of you. When you get up, if you can't have the courage to go make wuzu, read 2 rakat namaz, at least read a dua, Rabbi khfirli. Oh Allah, forgive me. Oh Allah, read kalima, la ilaha illallah. Read durood upon Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So then Allahu Akbar, in this beautiful way, this presentation of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is about to leave the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and what is the main thing from beginning of life, Allahu Akbar. And right till your death, the tawheed has to be penetrated into our heart. Allah ta'ala says that, كُلَّا يَمُنُّونَ عَلَيْكَ نَسْلَمُ كُلَّا تَمُنُّ عَلَيْهَ إِسْلَامَكُمْ. That one is, they don't think I am doing a favor that I am a Muslim. And Allah Ta'ala says, قَالَتِ الْعَرَابُ آمَنَّا. The better ones, they just accepted Islam. And they said, آمَنَّا. We brought Iman. Allah said, remind them, tell them, O Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And this is for me and all of us. كُلَّمْ كُمْ لَمْ تُؤْمِنُوا وَلَكِنْ كُولُوا أَسْلَمْنَا وَلَمَّا يَدْخُلِ الْإِيمَانُ فِي قُلُوبِكُمْ. That, don't say I became a mu'min, I just became a Muslim still. That Iman has to penetrate the heart, and it has to go through your brain, right into the crevices of your heart, that anything happens, first thing Allah's name comes out. Allahu Akbar. And like Hazrat says, just think for ourselves, you get your plate of food, whose name comes? You forget Allah gave me this. We don't even read Bismillah. We get and it's a hot day. Somebody gives you a cold glass of water. I don't even read Bismillah. I don't even think to read Alhamdulillah. Who gave me all this ni'mat? So this tawheed has to penetrate the heart. And who came to teach us tawheed? وَأَشْهَدُ أَنَّ مُحَمَّدًا عَبْدُهُ وَرَسُولُهُ. And when we testify, Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the greatest servant of Allah, and he is the greatest creation of Allah. And who is he? What is his highest position? First, Abduhu, he is the slave of Allah. He came to teach us how to love like the slave of Allah. That I get my plate of food, I sit like a humble beggar in the court of Allah. Oh Allah, I don't deserve the food. Sitting in a squatting position. Forget that tahiyyat, this is also sunnah position to sit. But we, sitting on armchairs, in the haram sharif, we sitting in the restaurant, we got time in breaking the heart of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And here also, have that firm belief, as we see after this we read, that we present in the court of Allah ta'ala, the presentation of the gratitude who brought us all this, our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is that slave of Allah, and he is the messenger, Muhammadur Rasulullah. He came with that message to take us out from darkness of being unmindful of Allah. يَعْدِ بِهِ اللَّهُ مَنِ اتَّبَى رِضْوَانَهُ سُبُلَ السَّلَامُ وَيُخْرِجُهُ مِنَ الظُّلُمَاتِ إِلَى النُّورِ. He took us out from darkness and brought us to light. Sahaba were lost in darkness. And what they became? Rijal. They became men. La tulihim tijara, wala bayun an zikrillah. When Iman penetrated their heart, they did big business deals, but not for a second unmindful of Allah. When Iman comes in the heart, das bakar, dil bayar. You will be busy, very busy, but your heart will be connected to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then Hazrat explained so beautifully that now, so to say, it is time to come out, that Allah gave you this great opportunity. You presented your needs. Allah allowed you to sit in His court. And then, now it is time to come out and to leave this great honorable meeting with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And after that, Allah still allows you that, oh my Banda, ask what you want after that. After namaz, du'as are accepted. But before that, Allah teaches us the etiquettes of dua. One is start with the praises of Allah. Allah, your greatness. And then, Allahu Akbar, if you want to draw more from the treasures of anybody, talk about his friends, talk about his children. Your children are so honorable, his heart will melt more. And he say, you talk so good about my people, he'll give you more. Ya Allah is teaching us that actually, akimi salat ali zikri, namaz supposed to be only for my remembrance. But we know, as Hazrat explained, myself far from the remembrance of Allah. Now that namaz is not supposed to be accepted, but Allah wants to accept our namaz. So Allah taught us now, read durood upon my beloved Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad. Present the beloved of Allah ta'ala. And oh Allah, one is who brought this great gift. We are indebted to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. From morning till evening, who has brought all these great treasures of salah, of the zikr of Allah ta'ala. These are the real treasures. So Allah ta'ala said, send durood upon my beloved Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Because of this durood is like that small tug that pushes the plane on the runway, and that plane is going to fly to the skies. So that durood is that our ibadah that is weak, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam will push it in the direction of Allah ta'ala. That because of the barakat of durood, as-salatu ala Nabi, ulama have explained, mustajabun qattu. That now, salat upon Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, under all conditions it is accepted. Salat upon Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam will remove all difficulties from your life. Most important, 100 times you read salat of the durood upon Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Allah himself will write on your forehead, bara'atum minan nar wa minan nifaq wa bara'atum minan nar. Hypocrisy will be taken out. We're living in a zaman of hypocrisy. We'll be saved from the fire of Jahannam and see the kindness of Allah. Allah Ta'ala told us, present now your thanks to our beloved Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Make dua for Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. But Allah knows, my dirty tongue, where can I present durood to Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam? My durood is not even word. It's like stale water. A villager heard a drought in Baghdad. And he didn't know the king has got beautiful rivers. He thought, let me take a present for the king. He brought in this one earthen pot water. And his journey is over 4 or 5 months. When he came, dirty, stale water. The king loved that the lead is also smelling. But the king is a king. The king said, never mind, put him in the royal guest house. And when he gave him after that, the next day, he said, take him past the Euphrates. Take him past the Tigris River. So exactly the same. My durood is not even worth being accepted in the court of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Because of durood, Allah Ta'ala will look at us with mercy. So Allah Ta'ala said, my banda, send durood, but leave that work to me. You don't know how to do it. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad. Oh Allah, you send durood. Salutations, Allahu Akbar. And Allahumma salli ala Muhammad, our pious Azman wa Sayyullah Rahmatullah Alayhi used to say so beautifully that, ya Allah, pyar kar. Make love with our beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Salih used to send lot of special blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Lot of mercy of Allah ta'ala. Unlimited mercies. The greatest waterfall that is gushing down of mercy is right by Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And Allah gives us the opportunity. We go to make ziyarat of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Our Dana Shaykh and our Hazrat teaches us that when you come there, what proper adab and respect, and to draw from the mercy of Allah, just say, ya Allah, your torrents of your mercy is descending upon my beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. If one drop can fall on me, some splashes can fall on me, my life is mera bera par ho gaya. And you'll go there with no beard, you'll go there with all wrong thoughts, you'll come back like a wali of Allah. But the condition, we go to our waterfalls, Niagara Falls, they give you a raincoat. The closer you'll get wet. Here, when our Hazrat explained, when we come closer to Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we got the raincoats on. We have to take out our raincoat. And what is that? The raincoat of guna. We are involved in sin, right in the court of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We are taking selfies and we are taking moods. So what hurt is going through our beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam? So we send durood, Allahumma salli ala Muhammad, and Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, all praises, all the special mercies of Allah Ta'ala upon our beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, wa ala ali Muhammad, and upon the family of Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. There's a lot of detail. Time is up. There's no time left. Kama sallayt ala Ibrahim. You have stand upon our great grandson, the grandfather of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. And here what it shows, that when you want to buy material, for example, you just get a sample. The sample is very small. You buying 3-4 meters. So actually, the real durood, the greatest of all, is upon Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We just showing the sample that, oh Allah, how you favored Ibrahim alayhi salam. The greatest favor is upon Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam is khatamun nabiyin, the seal of all messengers. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam is the greatest. So there's no concept of Abrahamic accord that we all following. Allah Ta'ala, Ibrahim alayhi salam himself acknowledged that Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is the greatest, and Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam's mission is the final mission. There's no other mission. You follow any other mission of all the Ambiya who are true, but all that is cancelled. Now it is only the Shariat of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So there is no such a thing as interfaith conferences, Abrahamic accord. We have to Allahu Akbar. So much so, Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullahi alayhi says, if any person just makes a claim of Nabuwat, which Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, 30, 40 Dajjals will come and say they are Nabis. Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullahi alayhi says, if you just ask him, what's your proof? Your iman is at stake. Because there's no question that now we follow the Abrahamic accord. Ibrahim alayhi salam also said that I am the Muslim. إِنِّي وَجَدْتُ وَجِيَ لِلَّذِي فَتَرَ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضَ حَنِيفًا وَمَا أَنَا مِنَ الْمُشْرِكِينَ. I am in the straight path. We don't go into extravagance. For example, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam being the greatest, he is قُلْ إِنَّمَا أَنَا بَشَرٌ. I'm a human being like all of you. Like a person goes to a jewelry shop, he sees all the valuable stones, but the most valuable Kohinoor in the world can't compare to that. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is that most valuable personality. Nobody can even understand what is the position of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. When all the time Allah says, Inna Allahu Malaikatu, Allah in His Malaika sending durood upon Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam all the time. So we have to keep firm on the sunnah of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And in this way, if we want the love of Allah, we have to be reciting abundance of durood upon Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam to get the love of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, to get the love of sunnah and reiterate. And then Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala ali ala Muhammad. What relief, what enjoyment. Kama sallaita ala Ibrahim wa ala ali Ibrahim innaka hamidun majid. Oh Allah, you are most praiseworthy. You are most magnificent. Your majesty is very great. You don't need anybody to be praising you, but you allow us to praise you. Allahumma barik, oh Allah, special blessings all the time pouring upon our Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam wa ala ali Muhammad and his family. Kama barakta ala Ibrahim wa ala ali Ibrahim innaka hamidun majid. Torrents of blessings, oh Allah, send upon Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Now what great honor, what respect. Now you have to leave the court of Allah. How you go and you went with honor, respect, and you are worried that I mustn't do any mistake. But now you realize I was in the court of kings of kings. You presented your dusting. You presented a gift of durood to Allah Rabbul Izzat. That, oh Allah, I got nothing to present. Please accept this gift of my beloved Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and shower the mercies upon me. Now to come out of the court of Allah, Hazrat explained that namaz se bahar aana chahiye. Bahar aana namaz se farz hai. To come out of namaz, the action of coming out is farz. But how beautifully we have been taught, do that action which is so honorable, which is so beautiful, that read assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah wa barakatuh. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. On the right side, on the left side. But before that, we are taught that after namaz also you can make beautiful du'as. Allahumma anta salam. But realize, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the greatest teacher and the greatest student, teaching the greatest ibadat of namaz. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam taught Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu, at the end of your namaz, realize, after you have presented your durood on me, that Allah gave me the best opportunity, I just made a mess of it. And what is the sign of a slave? That all the time, astaghfirullah, oh Allah, forgive me. Like our Hazrat says, that once he told our Dada Shaykh, that, oh Hazrat, now on my tongue, just astaghfar all the time. He says, you are on the highway of wilayat now. You flying close to Allah Ta'ala. So when we realize, oh Allah, I messed up everything. I messed up my life. I messed up my namaz. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam taught, read this dua, Allahumma inni zalamtu nafsi zulman kathira. Oh Allah, you gave me the opportunity. I oppressed myself. And who? What's the namaz of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam? What is the namaz of Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala? Yet Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is teaching in this dua, namaz has to bring abdiyat, namaz has to bring tawheed, humbleness, and we humble our slaves. Now whatever you need, you only turn to Allah. You don't become a beggar of anybody. And if Allah puts in your heart, go ask that person, you know, only Allah Ta'ala can put it in his heart to give him. You might think he's there, you won't refuse me. But you see, our Dada Shaykh says, like even collectors when they come, they expect that, hey, they must give me everything. And I want them, this is a rich man. But sometimes you see that you go to a person, he makes lots of excuses. He doesn't give you anything and he's the most richest man in that town. Hazrat says, it's not, don't be upset with him. It's not that he is not giving you. Allah Ta'ala's the focus of Al-Mani, that at that moment Allah is not allowing him to give. So Allah's focus is upon them. So if we turn to Allah Ta'ala, and this is what is Tawheed, that Allah is Rabbul Alameen, Allah is the creator, sustainer, nourisher of all the universes. So only Allah does. Wahdahu la sharika la. Allah is one in His being also, and in His sifat also. This is where many nations go astray, and they say that there's a God for rain, there's a God for something else, 360 idols. They say we worship one Allah, but these are all the helpers of Allah. All that is shirk. We have to check that Allah does, but we see here when the COVID came, Allah does, and but, Hazrat says that but has cancelled our Tawheed. You go and propose for a girl, they're telling you all the beautiful qualities, but now 99% you said, no, I'm getting married to this girl, I'm going to propose. When that but came, now you say, no, I'll think twice. So exactly the same, that we have to obey Allah's laws. We have to go to masjid, but the scientists said it's very dangerous. You have to social distance. You have to wear mask. Allahu Akbar. People who are saying all the time, Allah hi se karta hai. Allah hi karta hai. Where? Iman has to penetrate that heart. Iman has to go into the crevices. It's not my medicine that do. It's not my education. It's nothing. And when the friends of Allah reach that stage, they don't even think of medicine or anything. So beg Allah, Allahumma inni zalamtu nafsi zulman kathira. Oh Allah, I have caused great oppression to myself. Oh Allah, I have spoiled everything. فَإِنَّهُ لَا يَغْفِرُ الظُّنُوبَ إِلَّا. But you are so kind. Oh Allah, you forgive all sins, Ya Allah. Ya Allah Akbar. As we learn in our zikr, nafsu shaitan, my enemies, Allah says, we think others are enemies. Your enemy is your nafs, your own self. And shaitan, who just wants to take that nafs into his direction, realize that of zulman kathira. وَإِنَّهُ لَا يَغْفِرُ الظُّنُوبَ إِلَّا أَنْتَ. Oh Allah, who can sort my life out? Only you. Please forgive me, Allah, in every way whatsoever. And وَإِنَّهُ لَا يَغْفِرُ الظُّنُوبَ إِلَّا أَنْتَ. فَغْفِرْ لِي مَغْفِرَةً مِّنْ إِنْدِكْ وَارْحَمْنِي إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ الْغَفُورُ الرَّحِيمُ. Oh Allah, forgive me all my sins. Just wipe it out. And as Hazrat explained, when you get forgiveness, Allah is saying, all charges were drawn from my side. Allahu Akbar. Now you realize you went for an important meeting. You had a great occasion. They gave you dawat, everything. But the intelligent person knows what I came for. I must just remind. You know, okay, you gave me this honorable meeting, but remember that work I came for. So exactly what work we came for, Tawheed, the oneness of Allah Ta'ala. So we reiterate that, oh Allah, only you can forgive me. Oh Allah, put Tawheed in my heart. And begging, when a person got Tawheed in his heart, he is the king of kings. Agar tu ek mera, to har stay meri. Allah, if you are mine, the whole world is mine. And that is what Allah sent us here. In Alami Arwah, we acknowledge, oh Allah, Allah, kalu bala, am I not your Rabb? We said, oh Allah, you are. There we didn't have the body to show to Allah Ta'ala that definitely, oh Allah, you are Rabb. Allah gave us this body. Allah gave us this time in this world not to waste. I didn't create you in tomfoolery. You got time for politics. You got time for the social media. There's no time. There's only time to build our connection with Allah. And as we sit in the company of the friends of Allah, and as we get the marifat of Allah, then you'll enjoy. Not only we came for itikaf, now when is the next majlis? When every day I make my zikr, punctually, I follow what my Shaykh said, then realize I must say, Ihdina Sirat al-Mustaqeem. Now see, I'm begging this. Am I following the sunnah of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam? But I'm a Muslim and I tell, no, it's Eid, okay, Eid you must be at ease. Let everybody mix. Immediately Eid comes, we're breaking Allah's command. And then if a person who doesn't want to come, close relative doesn't want to come for the dawat, no, he's spoiling the whole occasion. No, Allah's command is above everything. La ta'ata li makhlukin fi ma'siyatil khaliq. When Allah comes in the heart, there will be no obedience to anybody. Even your parents, you respect them. But if they tell you, disobey Allah's command, I can't do. The wife won't be dependent on anybody. Only of Allah Ta'ala. Allah put this reality in my heart, all our hearts. And we have to do this training continuously. And that we can, iman penetrates our heart. We leave this world with complete, perfect iman. And out of the mercy, Allah forgives us and make us His close friends.